Right. Great job. Well, good evening, everybody. Good to see y'all. We got a little bit of rain today. I don't know if everybody got rain. Really? It rained pretty good out here. Yeah, it's pouring up here at church. Yeah. Well, this evening we're in Matthew chapter 9. And the famous story of the lady with the issue of blood here. Matthew chapter 9. There really kind of is one point to this whole thing, to this sermon. And it deals with prayer and getting to Jesus Christ. But there's all this other stuff we're going to deal with before we get to the point. But this is kind of something that happens, it seems like it's wedged in between something Jesus Christ is doing, and he's going from one place to another. And then this lady shows up and needs some help from him. And so it's just three verses. Matthew chapter 9, verse 20. Yeah. Sure. Hey, it's okay. I played football in fifth grade, so, you know. Hadn't lost a step. Yeah. All right, Matthew chapter 9, verse 20. It says, "And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, 'If I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole.' But Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, 'Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole.' And the woman was made whole from that hour." So many records of people who come to Jesus Christ by faith, and then he responds. And it just didn't really seem to matter where they were from, who they were. He just responds to faithfulness. And particularly those that are coming to him for help. And so we're going to talk about her this evening, but let's pray. I'm going to give you a couple points about this, and really are just some descriptions of things going on, and then there's really one main point to it all. But let's pray. Father, thank you for this time together. And I do pray that you would help us. Thank you for each soul that's here. Pray you get everybody home safely. Thank you for getting them here safely. Thank you for a little bit of rain. And I pray you'd guide us through what we're reading, and we could just be encouraged tonight about your character and your mercy and really how you respond and how you respond to faithfulness and those that seek you out. So I pray we'd be encouraged tonight. Really, really do want to help folks be encouraged. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right. So this lady, the Bible says about her disease. So she has been with this disease, this issue of blood, the Bible says, for 12 years. That's a pretty good while. And this disease that she has, just a little description of some of this stuff and trying to think about her state of being. It meant that blood is just constantly coming out of her body and it shouldn't be. It shouldn't be this way. And there's no ability to control this issue. And so, you know, it's a really a graphic picture of sin, but, for her, it's a disease that she's had to deal with for for a long time. And it means, you know, if you're unhealthy, it means constant care. There's some sort of treatments, something you have to constantly be doing. And she's probably constantly having to change, maybe not clothes, but some sort of bandages or just something, having to constantly address this issue of blood. And it's just a disease. It's one of these things that has come as a result of the curse, but probably brings her some level of shame. If you're vexed with something like that, you're constantly aware of it. And so you're probably trying to maybe hide some of it, but the people you're around aren't necessarily aware that you're trying to make up for or this problem with your body. And so she's ever conscious of this thing, and it's eaten her up for years now. And maybe it forces other people to, maybe in her family, or I don't know, other people to take personal steps to avoid certain aspects of her life. I don't know. It's just a bad thing that she's in. So she's tried, apparently, multiple medicines. If you read over in Mark, the Bible says that she's gone to doctors, and she had spent everything she had. I mean, she's just trying to get better. And the Bible says she just got worse, just made her worse. And after spending her money, after just being drained of her living and trying to fix this, just trying to fix this disease, she's made worse, and just no help, no light at the end of this tunnel. And after having dealt with this for 12 years, probably developed some habits and behaviors that exist only because of this plague. You know, you got something going on like this, you'll develop some routines that strictly revolve around this thing that you're having to deal with. And that's her. That's her. But when she hears about Jesus Christ, she has enough information about the Lord Jesus Christ to know this is the man that if she can get a hold of him, he can do something. And he can do something that the physicians couldn't do. And he can do something even beyond what they couldn't do. And so she knows, I don't know how much scripture she knows or what she's heard or, you know, where all that is. You're not really told, but she knows enough to know that Jesus Christ is the solution to what ails her and what's been a problem for 12 years now. And so after spending her money, not getting better, getting worse, the problem just persists. And, maybe the routine of bandages and all that kind of stuff that goes with this. Hears about Jesus Christ being somewhere in the vicinity, and she knows enough about Jesus Christ to know he's the solution to this. And if I can get a hold of Jesus Christ, he will help me. He will help me. And so in her desperate need to be changed, she comes up with this idea that if I can just touch his clothing, then that's all I need to do. And if I can just a little piece of his clothing, it would be enough to help me. And I don't know where she gets this idea. I mean, this is not like a law. This isn't something prescribed by Moses. I'd heard people try to tie this to something about the priest's garments and all that kind of stuff, but there's no law that says if you touch the garments, you're better. That's not a prescription for anything. And it really makes me think about how people come to Jesus Christ, and really the point at the end of it is that they do come to Jesus Christ. And people come with different ideas And but if you get to Jesus Christ, he can help. And that's the point of this whole thing. You get to Jesus Christ, he's the help. So her desperate and her desperation, she's heard about Jesus Christ. She leaves her home, fought through this crowd. Apparently there's a crowd around Jesus, the Lord Jesus Christ. She kind of fights her way through the crowd to get close enough to the Lord to touch his clothes. And when she does that, something happens. And she knows something happens, and he knows something happened. And I try to imagine it's just a wild scene here where Jesus is surrounded by people. And I think in another place it says, when he asks the question, who touched me? People say, well, a lot of people have touched you. You're surrounded by a crowd of people. We don't understand what you mean, who touched you? And so she wakes her way through that crowd, and she wants to be fundamentally changed. She's utterly tired of living this way. She knows the solution is Jesus Christ. The burden of this disease is just too much, and she desperately wants a change. And it's kind of like repentance. It's kind of like somebody coming to Jesus Christ. And really, you're not really going to come to Jesus Christ unless you have something like this where you know you need him. And not only that, you know you have the need, and you know he's the solution to the need. And so that's there's a transaction there. There's an understanding that I have a problem that Jesus Christ can fix. He can solve this thing. And so she fights her way through the crowd, touches just the hem of his garment, it says, just barely some clothing. And he immediately realizes something's happened here. Something has gone out of him. And he says virtue's gone out of him. And she knows something's happened. And when he turns around, verse 22, Jesus turned him about. When he saw her, I think another place that he asked, who touched me? He says, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Now, simple point in this whole thing. What she thought would make her better is touching Jesus Christ. And it's interesting what he kind of corrects that. He says that, granted, he's the answer, but it's not my clothing that makes you better. It's me plus your faith. There's a lot of people around here, you know, touching my clothing and touching me, but they're not getting the same reaction. They're not getting the same response. Their lives aren't changing in the same way. And it shows you, I mean, you can get really close to Jesus Christ and not have your life ever change for any make any difference about it. Because there's a lot of people touching Jesus Christ, but there's one lady in this crowd who managed to touch his clothing, and her life changes forever. Her life changes for good. And so, like I said, there's no Old Testament prescription for this. This is how she comes to Jesus Christ, and he says, no, it's not my clothing that makes you whole. It's me plus your faith. That's the difference between you and everyone else in this crowd. You came by faith. You came wanting and needing something from me and trusting that I have the answer. And so it is a, you know, it kind of reminds me of something like it's like a celebrity moment, but it's more than that. It's she knows Jesus Christ is, if I can just, you know, people have this, you know, if I can just get close to this person, or I can get their autograph or something, you know, it'll change my life or whatever. Maybe they don't think that far about it, but she knows he's more than that. He is a healer. He is a deliverer. He's the Messiah. And so when she touches him, the Lord is surprised enough to stop everything what's going on. And I think when he asked that question, it's a sincere question. I think it's in Luke where he's asked, who touched me? Who is this? And over here in Matthew, it's just summed up in verse 22. He turns about, and when he saw her, he said, "Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole." And the woman was made whole from that hour. So it's faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what makes the difference. And it's Jesus Christ and going to Jesus Christ with a specific need. And if you can get a hold of Jesus Christ, and I think of it in terms of prayer. I just think of it in terms of almost like prayer, because we can't physically touch Jesus Christ, obviously. We can't get to him. But there's so many different ways he deals with people. You know, there's a time where a man comes to the Lord Jesus Christ, and he says, "If you just say the word, then this problem will be fixed." She says, "If I touch his clothes, this problem will be fixed." And you know what he says in every instance? Thy faith. It's the faith. And plus, it's Jesus Christ. He's the solution. He's the answer. Faith in the Lord Jesus Christ makes the difference. And so it's kind of like in her life, you got repentance toward God. I need a change in my life. I have got to have a change. But just having a change in your life isn't enough. It's I need a change, and I know who can provide the change. I know the man that can change my life. Repentance toward God, like this lady concluding, "I don't want to be in this condition anymore," and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. And just like Jesus Christ says, "Thy faith hath made thee whole." And so in this little episode, it's like a little, just a little, kind of an episode in between, I think it's Jairus. But anyway, Jesus Christ seems to be doing some other things. And then she shows up and kind of, I mean, she doesn't annoy him or anything, but she just shows up in the middle of something else he's doing and gets some help. And she gets some help because of her faith and because of who Jesus Christ is. And I love reading about these things. I love reading these stories and history, you know. When it talks about these folks who come to Jesus Christ by faith, they know Jesus Christ is the one that can help. They know he's the one that has the solution. They know, and all of that stuff, that leads to this faithfulness of finding him, getting a hold of him, and him changing their lives. And so you got her disease that is a horrible disease. She lives with it for years. And then this desperate need to be changed. And that's what her attitude is. I gotta get rid of this. I gotta get rid of this. And I know the man that can do it. And she gets a hold of him, pushes through the crowd, touches the hem of his garment, and his response is, it's not my clothing, it's me and your faith. Thy faith has made thee whole. And there's some things we can learn from that. I mean, that's you get a hold of Jesus Christ. Somebody here may have something like this where it's a this desperate. And I know I'm preaching to the choir with you guys. Y'all know the solution, but it's so refreshing. It's so refreshing to think that if you can get a hold of Jesus Christ, he can fix the problem. He can fix it. He can solve it. He can help. And he is the solution. And so just the touch of faith here with this lady, it's a great, I don't know, I want to just be an encouragement tonight with this, and hope it is. I hope it's encouraging. It's encouraging to me to think about it. So let's pray and we'll take some prayer requests. Father, thank you for this time together. I pray it's helpful. It's just a short account, but nevertheless pointing to Jesus Christ. And truly, we can get a hold of Jesus Christ, Lord. You are the solution. You are the solution. And so many people get close to you but don't get the help they need. I pray we'd come faithfully and get the help we need. Probably lots of different problems in life and things going on with people. Maybe they're watching or maybe they're in here, but Lord, you're the solution to all of it. And I pray we'd understand that. I think most of us do. But just be encouraged. Be encouraged in our prayer life. Be encouraged to get a hold of you for these things that we need. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.